It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Disney is doing very well in its streaming services. And to talk more about that, it is time for our daily tech and business report. And we are joined live by Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. Thanks so much for your time.
Of course. Nice to speak, Matt.
So the latest earnings report from Disney shows that the entertainment giant earned more profit from streaming than it did from its movie division. That seems like a pretty big milestone.
Absolutely. It feels like we're very much at an inflection point here. And you have to consider the fact that the division that houses the film studio, which is called Content Sales and Licensing, had two major hits this summer. So it had Deadpool and Wolverine and Inside Out 2, respectively from Marvel Studios and Pixar. And those both grossed combined $3 billion. And to think that the streaming service under Disney has been able to make more money than the film studio is really quite a turning point for the company.
What is Disney doing right? What is it doing that has made streaming so successful?
I think that when you have great films in cinemas, it certainly helps with more engagement on the streaming service. So, for example, if there's a great Marvel title out in theaters, I think a number of users will be trying to find equally great titles to watch at home because they'll feel reinvigorated by those titles going through the traditional distribution channels. In addition to that, Disney has produced a wealth of fantastic TV shows. If you think about, for example, The Mandalorian under its Star Wars label, that's done incredibly well for the streaming service. And in addition to that, Disney has been raising prices on its ad-supported streaming service as well as its ad-free streaming service, which is helping margin.
I can't wait to see the Mandalorian movie, which comes out here pretty soon. I might actually go to the theater. I want to ask you about the ad streaming service. We experimented with this in my household. I think we did one movie with ads, and everybody said, "Dad, turn it off." It didn't last very long. So how is that doing more widespread?
Well, it's really interesting. I think that the chief executive officer of the company, Bob Iger, mentioned on the earnings call yesterday that about 37% of U.S. households that are subscribed to Disney Plus are currently subscribed to the ad-supported service. That compares with about 30% globally. And that ad-supported streaming service is absolutely gaining traction. I mean, we're seeing maybe 60% of new signups in the U.S. converting to the ad tier. And I think that, you know, it's certainly lower price for consumers, so a benefit for them, but it's also a benefit to the company because that ad-supported tier is much more profitable for the company than the ad-free tier.
And then we can't let you go without talking about Disneyland, because just today, Disney announced that if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get a pretty good deal at the happiest place on earth. So it seems like there's some crossover here.
Absolutely. And I think this is fairly typical of Disney's flywheel model in that they're hoping that growth in one aspect of the business will invigorate growth in the other part of the business, as we discussed earlier, across cinemas, the streaming service, and now parks.
Anything else you'd like to add about Disney Plus and what it's doing to revolutionize the way it delivers entertainment to the masses?
I think it's interesting. You know, we're seeing Netflix with about 280 million subscribers globally. And the combined streaming services under Disney that also include ESPN Plus and Hulu and Disney Plus, you have to remember, has its own umbrella of Marvel, Pixar, and National Geographic content. That combined has about, you know, roughly 230 million subscribers. So I think that we're definitely seeing a challenger for the number two global streaming platform here.
All right, that is Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley, and you can hear our tech and business report every weekday at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.